Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Keith Ellison making news today that he would like to continue as the state of Minnesota's attorney general. Would like to win for a third term. That election obviously will take place next year. And the Attorney General is kind enough to join us, like all of our guests. Keith is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it as always. The simplest question is, why do you believe you should have this job again? Which accomplishments should the voters look at and say, yes, he should continue as our attorney general?
Well, you know, the reason I'm running again is because the struggle to help Minnesotans afford their lives is certainly ongoing. Maybe it's even tougher now. And we are fighting to make sure that we have a fair economy for Minnesotans. So you take, for example, how we sued the insulin cartel. And we sued Novo Nordisk, Sanofi, and Eli Lilly and capped insulin at $35. Then from on there, we took people to court in the area of fraud on backyard pools, solar things like that. We've taken people to court when it came to Juul and the vaping and marketing to kids. And we've also been at the forefront of holding ExxonMobil accountable for lying about how about climate change and basically enriching themselves as they did it. So we've been very, very busy protecting consumers, protecting workers. Our wage theft group, we've recovered over $2 million for people whose wages have been stolen, gotten them back into the pockets of those families. But then there's this other thing, Chad, and that is problems we're facing from the federal government right now. I've had to sue the Trump administration because of their illegal tariffs, which is an import tax, essentially has shut down the market that Minnesota soybean growers use when they send their soybeans to China. They now can't do that because of these import taxes and the retaliatory tariffs that the federal government has done. And then we have to worry about, will we have a militarized cities in Minnesota? Because Trump is sort of threatening a whole lot of people with that, in my view, illegally. So I'm running to protect Minnesota's wallets and pocketbooks and family budgets, protect Minnesotans' rights, and to protect the state of Minnesota against federal overreach.
So let me jump in on that. You will have an opponent. You had a very competitive race last time. But to a lot of people, they believe you're running against Donald Trump because you have challenged the administration. You've filed the number of lawsuits. You've pushed back against the administration. so many times. So if someone says that to you, that your real opponent next year is Donald Trump, what do you say to that?
What I say to them is that we cannot, allow the president to take, 22 billion away from the state of Minnesota. We went to court when President Trump started in his second term, and we sued him because he's tried to impound or stop money that was designated for Minnesota and was going to withhold it from us. And we went to court, we sued him, we stopped him. But then he tries to take away money from our National Institute of Health. You know, this is money that medical researchers use to find cures for cancer, for Alzheimer's. He tried to take that money away. He tried to take money away for us when it comes to health care and other sorts of things and housing and victims, crime victims. So we can't just let the president allow DOGE to say Minnesota doesn't get money that it's supposed to get. So I end up having to protect Minnesota because that's not why I'm running, but it is something that I have to do because I can't just let the federal government run roughshod over the rights of the state of Minnesota.
Should anybody in Minnesota who is a Republican, who is a Trump voter and supporter, feel like in any way that you're so consumed by your battles against Trump that they are losing out because the Attorney General's office is focused so much on Trump and they're not getting the full protection they deserve?
Oh, absolutely not. We are busy working on consumer issues all the time, wage issues, landlord-tenant issues, consumer protection issues. But also, no matter what party you're part of, let's say you happen to be in the category you mentioned, but you grow soybeans for a living and you sell them to China. I think you kind of need me, no matter who you voted for in the last election, to try to stop the president from interfering with your markets where you earn your living and livelihood. Certain things the president is doing are threatening rural hospitals, raising cutting subsidies for Affordable Care Act or Obamacare, and raising prices in other ways. And so we're going to court to protect rural communities in that way. And I don't care who's Republican, who's Democrat, who's independent. I just care if you're a Minnesotan, and we'll go to court to protect your interests no matter what how you voted. That's not really my concern. But I think that some of the things that the Trump administration are doing are hurting everyone. I could tell you, Chad, I was in southern Minnesota the other day, and I talked to somebody who was a dairy farmer, and they're like, look, you know, he's causing labor disruptions for my dairy farm. He's making it harder to get people to help me run my farm. And I said, what we're here to do is make sure that the system is fair, it's just, and that people are treated with dignity, respect, and according to law. And so that's what we're doing.
Let's talk fraud here, because you know fraud is going to come up.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Almost on a daily basis now with you running, and it's been a huge part in this state for valid reasons. No state in the country has faced the series of fraud stories that we have faced, well more than just feeding our future. Joe Thompson, the interim U.S. attorney for the state has talked about not just $1 billion, but maybe billions. And there are a lot of people out there who look at the attorney general and view that role as someone who needs to stop fraud, that fraud should not happen at this level. Why should you continue in your job with the fraud that has taken place while you have been attorney general?
Well, because we've been prosecuting fraud. We're prosecutors. We're not at the part of the system where we make decisions about who gets in a program or who gets a grant. We don't do that. That's not our job. But what our job is to prosecute cases when there is suspected fraud. And we've prosecuted over 300 people, convicted over 300 people. Some are cutting news on some of those convictions are coming out today. We've recovered over $700 million. And so we have been we've cooperated and worked with the FBI, any agency out there. So we've been working very hard to prosecute people who prosecute fraud. And in fact, it was our cooperation that we've been working with the FBI on all of these cases that have come through. We've been materially contributing to holding these people accountable. So there you go. But the bottom line is, you know, I meant 70 million. And so that's how much we've recovered. But let me tell you, we've been prosecuting fraud, not just government programs, although I'm absolutely about prosecuting that fraud. We've also been prosecuting consumer fraud. And what I'm looking for, Chad, is not something. I'm looking for a partner that wants to stop the fraud, not just use it as a political issue.
Well, let me jump in on that, because you know it's going to be a political issue. You're not new to this.
But it shouldn't be, Chad. It should be something that we work on a bipartisan basis.
Yeah, but you offer up accusations towards the other side when that's political also, right?
But not on issues that affect all of Minnesota. There are some things that are partisan because we have a different point of view. There are some, I mean, I believe in a woman's right to choose. Other people don't. I understand we're not going to agree on that. But when it comes to fraud, it doesn't help anyone. It hurts everyone. And so we should be working on a bipartisan basis to prosecute it, which is what I've been doing. And so we're looking. So I had a bill in the legislature. We need to improve our ability to actually get after fraud. We need to work with people on a bipartisan basis to do that. But I don't think we make Minnesota resources safer by politicizing this issue. We got to work together to protect the resources of our state.
This is Keith Ellison. He is the attorney general. He's running for a third term. He's kind enough to join us on the day when he is announced. I think there are a lot of people, and I'm in this group, Keith, where we look and we say, well, the governor's trying to run for re-election. You're trying to run for re-election. And in these top apparatuses, no one's been fired. Nobody has been held accountable. Yes, the individuals who committed these crimes should face the strongest punishment. But I think a lot of us say, if the system wasn't strong enough to prevent this, shouldn't somebody face some repercussions for not getting ahead of this and preventing it from happening?
Well, absolutely. The people who commit fraud should be prosecuted, should be convicted, and should face penalties. And that's why we've prosecuted over 300 of them. That's why we've contributed to the federal prosecutions and investigations you're seeing. Our people are part of those investigations and contributing information to making sure those people are held accountable. So, look, I'm all for.
We're all for that, but I'm just saying at the higher level, no one has been dismissed, and no state has the fraud that we have right now. And in most jobs, if you have this sort of malfeasance, there's going to be a lot of people dismissed, forced to quit, or fired, and that hasn't happened at the statewide top level.
Look, because our people are prosecuting fraud, Chad. I mean, we've 300 people convicted of fraud. That's a lot. We're holding people accountable for stealing public money. That's what we are doing. That's what we've been doing. And we're going to continue to do it if we can get some partnership and cooperation. So,
are you not getting cooperation from Republicans in this area?
We had a bill in the last session, which we believe we really, really should have got more help on, because it ultimately we didn't increase the penalties that we were looking to increase for Medicaid fraud. We didn't get the subpoena power we were looking for. But I tell you this, in the other areas where we do criminal prosecution, because we have a Medicaid fraud unit that does criminal prosecution, and we have another group that does just general criminal prosecution, backing up our counties There was a time when we only had a few people doing criminal prosecution. Now we've got nine because I went to the legislature, asked for it, and the legislature helped me get that. That's the kind of cooperation that we need in order to really clamp down on this fraud. And that's what we're going to continue to pursue and fight for. And now, and I can tell you that I believe that we can get our hands around this thing. We can hold these people accountable, but it's going to take cooperation, not just finger pointing.
Should we have term limits in this state?
You know, I've never been a fan of term limits. I tell you why, because it should be up to the voters who they want to elect. The voters, it should be the voters' prerogative. Why should we have a law that says that the voters can't vote for who they want to vote for? And so I've never been a big fan of it. And I tell you, who doesn't have term limits? Journalists don't have term limits. The people who work in the legislature and are not elected, they don't have term limits. Lobbyists don't have term limits. The only people who the term limit proponents want to have on term limits is the people who they can control, which who are the elected people.
Well,
so
but
I never thought that it's a good idea.
I get that, and a lot of people agree with you. But let's be honest, if you're the incumbent, and it depends upon the position, right, you have a lot of advantages as an incumbent as opposed to when you're trying to get the office for the first time. That's why a lot of people believe the term limits. That's one of many reasons why people believe term limits should be in play. I mean, 8 years as the attorney general is a lengthy period of time considering the import of that position.
Well, let me tell you, it's been a very unique and interesting time. We've gone through a lot of things in the state of Minnesota, and I feel that the work that I need to do is still there. It's, much of it needs to be done. We've got to protect the rights of the people of the state of Minnesota. We've got to protect consumer rights. We've got to protect the rights of workers out there. And there's just a lot of advocacy that needs to be done, Chad. And so that's what we're going to do. And we're going to put it in front of the people. And I believe that they're going to send me back there. So that's what we're facing. And we're helping people to afford their lives, live with dignity, live with safety, live with respect, and to make sure that the people of our state are well served.
Two last questions. You know, Alpha News has become a prominent outlet in town, right-leaning, but they've gained more traction. And they had a story last week where they obtained a video where you are spotted in the video. It's about a 50-second video. I'm just going to read right from the story. Not clapping as veterans arrive on an honor flight to visit memorials in D.C. This was captured at Reagan Airport, the 26th. Just after the honor flight landed, airline workers were announcing some veterans by name, and the video shows you not clapping. Now, this is a 50-second video. I don't know how long it went before, but I don't think you've been asked about this. What do you want to say about that video that's out there?
Well, here's what I want to say about how I feel about veterans. My father was a veteran. My son is a veteran. My son was a combat medic and now is a nurse, and he got his training in the military. So I'm very proud of my support for veterans at the Attorney General's office. We have received awards because we have we're considered a top employer for veterans. We have an employee resource group dedicated specifically to veterans. It started on my watch. We also have shut down, talking about fraud, we've shut down fraudulent charities where they were, the people who started it were self-dealing, and we banned them from operating in Minnesota and recovered $60,000 in unused funds and sent the money back to groups that really do serve veterans. We banned another group, which was a fraudulent charity that was raising money in the name of veterans, and we sent that money back to people who actually are serving veterans. And because we found that they were putting all the money in their pockets and not giving it to the veterans.
I don't also, doubt any of that.
So, let me just say, yeah. The idea that I don't support veterans is ridiculous. It's untrue. It's a lie. Now, look, I that day, there were 10 or 11 different veterans that came out. I clapped for like all of them. Then I got a call from my office and I answered the phone. And so I might not have been able to see that one that they caught me where I was attending to work-related business.
So you're saying if the video would have captured everything, there were other times that you were clapping?
Of course. Of course. Of course. Of course. I got great respect and admiration for our veterans. And my father's a veteran. My son is a veteran. And I guarantee you that there's nobody, there's no veteran who knows me who is unaware of my support for what they do every single day. So this was a tape. Somebody catches you in an unguarded moment and then tries to turn it into something that it isn't. And it's just unfortunate, and it's too bad we have to talk about it, because I clapped for every veteran that came out, and then I got a call, and I had to pick up that call. And so here we are talking about something that really is a non-story. Really is a non-story.
I appreciate your time. You know we'll reach out again. Thanks so much for coming on.
All right.
The Attorney General of the state, Keith Ellison, covering a number of topics. Get the text going. I'm sure they're coming in right now. What is your reaction to what the Attorney General had to say? He's won once. He's won twice. Obviously, the last election was extraordinarily close, less than 1%, and he's pursuing a third term. Let me know. Phone call or text. We can stay with it for a while. 651-461-9226.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive. Combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma's designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control, or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals, or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.